You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello, this is Abby here for the SRA podcast here at SRAcon 2017. I'm here with Tim Johns from Global's newsroom.
Singular.
Singular.
There's two of us. There's two of us. There's Tim Johns, who works at Radio 2.
Yes.
Hello, Tim. And there's Tim John, which is me, and I work at Capital and Global.
Well, I apologise for that. So, Tim John, singular. Yeah. Okay, so for those who couldn't make it to the conference today, what was your session about this morning?
So, we did a session this morning about making the most of news. As we know, most radio stations have news bulletins, but it's such a short time in the hour. We looked at how to get the best out of those 90 seconds or 2 minutes.
Brilliant. And so you talked a lot about, we watched a really interesting video of like how sort of the news goes in the day. With student news teams, obviously, they're a lot smaller and, you know, less resources. So how do you think they can sort of capitalise on the people they've got?
I think you just need to work really smart. And I think technology is your friend here. I don't mean copy everything you see on Twitter verbatim, because as I said in the session, there's a lot of fake news out there. But actually, I think in terms of quickly getting interviews, interviewees, an idea of what's happening on the scene, that's where things like social media really is your friend. It's like the world's best contacts book, if you like, if you can persuade people to chat to you, maybe get them to record a voice memo or get them to record something into WhatsApp or do an interview over FaceTime, which is great because it's then in quality. So it means that even if you are a small team, you can kind of still have a presence and still get those stories in. We just got to work a bit smarter, really.
Lovely. And obviously, we're living in a time currently where fake news seems incredibly prominent. So how would you advise us to sort of deal with that?
I think you've just got to be really careful and double check. The examples that I used in the session that I've just done was the Pope seemingly endorsing Donald Trump before the US election. Well, look, if the Pope's going to say that, there would be a statement from the Vatican. There would probably be video or audio of it. And then one of the examples that keeps on coming pretty much every time I use the internet is, you wouldn't believe how much weight Susan Boyle has lost. And I like Susan Boyle. I think she's a lovely woman. But I think if she'd lost that much weight, we'd have seen some pictures by now.
Lovely. And finally, just to sum up, what, in your opinion, makes a great news read?
I think a great news read has to be obviously informative. Of course, it needs to be well written and well read. But I actually quite like stuff that makes the audience smile, something they can take away from the bulletin. The world is hard enough as it is. So let's kind of give them something to make their day.